You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Peter DeLorenzo, an automotive industry insider and author of The United States of Toyota. We've asked him to join us today as the CEOs of the big three domestic automakers come back to Congress with more detailed restructuring plans, but they're also asking for more money in terms of bridge loans to help them get through the next several weeks, particularly General Motors and Chrysler. And Peter, thanks so much for being with us.
Glad to be here, Greg.
Our regular listeners will know that you were on the program a couple of weeks ago saying that it's vital for the industry to get this assistance from Congress. Now that the CEOs are coming back with an really even almost more urgent message than they had just a couple of weeks ago, what responsibility do you believe that leaves the lawmakers?
Well, I think this situation has reached a critical mass here, and I think the urgency has hit home in Washington this week. GM reported that it needed $4 billion to make it through to January, and Chrysler needs $7 billion to make it through to January. Ford is not that urgent. They would like a $9 billion line of credit that they can access if the economy stays sour, you know, well into the third quarter of 2009. But I think, unlike a couple weeks ago when things got sort of out of hand and people were focusing on the wrong things, I think this week Washington definitely understands the severity of the situation.
What is being said this week, in your opinion, that gives the problem greater clarity than a couple weeks ago when congressional leaders in both parties basically said, until you have a more detailed plan, we're not ready to give you this money? So what's changed in their explanation or the facts on the ground here?
Well, I think the critics were right. Detroit didn't really lay out their situation in the detail that was necessary for people in Washington to talk about giving that kind of money. This week, they presented detailed plans on Tuesday that really took these members of Congress and the senators sort of behind the curtain to let them really understand what was going on, what their plans were, why the need for this mass infusion of cash. And I think clarity was the big difference this week.
What do you believe is the biggest hang-up for lawmakers? We had a member of Congress on the program yesterday who said that one of the big reasons the public's against this extension of bridge loans to the auto industry is because they see it as a kind of a carbon copy, although with a much smaller price tag, to the Wall Street bailout. And he says that it really is not fair to compare the two because they're two completely different animals. Do you believe that's the greatest reason for the reluctance, and how do you differentiate the two?
Well, I think yes. I think the perception from the general public is they hear the word bailout, where in fact that these auto manufacturers are asking for actual bridge loans that they will pay back. But that is not getting through to the American public because they're sort of suffering this bailout burnout with the things going on with their financial institutions, and they're having trouble discerning between the two. And so that's the other aspect of what's going on in Washington is that the Detroit manufacturers are, you know, agreeing to a supervisory person or board and, you know, talking about when they will pay this money back and making certain that the people in Washington understand that they are talking loans as opposed to a bailout.
Peter, there may be some who look at the situation, particularly with GM and Chrysler, and say if they need those numbers of billions of dollars just to stay afloat for a number of weeks, number one, how can we be sure that they're not going to need at least that much just a couple of months from now to stay afloat again, especially if the credit markets are still as tight as they are right now? And number two, how can we ever expect them to pay it back on the schedule they're suggesting?
Well, it's those are two very strong points. I do think that these manufacturers have some outstanding products on the ground and more coming. I do think with the new administration coming in, that's placing a greater emphasis on environmentally responsible vehicles, that when people really look at these product plans and understand what Detroit has planned for the future, the immediate future really in the next 30 months, I think they will understand that, you know, gaining the consumer's more positive perception with the consumers, they have a real shot at that. Is anything guaranteed in all this? I guess I can't say. No, it isn't.
Get a little more specific if you can, Peter. What excites you about what's coming out of Detroit right now that makes you think that if, in fact, they do have the money to advance this agenda forward, it's probably going to be a profitable one?
Well, they have several products on the ground now that I find to be quite good. The Chevrolet Malibu, the Cadillac CTS, the Ford Fusion, the Ford Flex, just to name a few that are a competitive, equal to or better than their competition. Ford has the Fusion Hybrid coming in the second quarter of next year, which gets 5 miles per gallon better than the Toyota Camry Hybrid. General Motors, of course, is working on the breakthrough vehicle of all breakthrough vehicles, and that's the Chevrolet Volt, which is an extended-range electric vehicle, which no other manufacturer in the world has on tap. And GM is well out in front in the development of this vehicle. So there's a lot of reason to be optimistic, and which is why these manufacturers think it's critical that they just get this bridge loan to get them to the point where they can really wow the American consumers with their new vehicles.
We'll keep watching, and I know you will very carefully as well. Peter, thank you so much, as always, for being with us.
Thanks, Greg.
Peter DeLorenzo, automotive industry insider, author of The United States of Toyota. This is Dateline Washington.